Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, a lot of things are happening in the Middle East. You want to, please, don't stop praying for the Middle East. But I want you to hear about a fantastic testimony, an awesome testimony by a man named Umar Mulindi, who was a Muslim. He was a Muslim who was taught to hate Jews, and God radically saved his life. Let me tell you something. Somebody with an argument is always at the mercy of someone who had an experience. Mm-hmm. And don't count anybody out. Don't count anyone out from hearing the gospel. Because let me tell you, God can share. God can reveal. God can open blind eyes and cause people to see that he is God. Mm-hmm. That he loves them. That he died for them. That he has a plan for their life. And he can rescue them. And what we can do is we can partner with God. It's time to elevate and raise our vision and to raise our ability to believe God for things that are impossible with man. Mm-hmm. But with God, all things are possible. And I think that sometimes we forget that. We're attacked in that, well, I got to do this and I got to do that, or they won't listen, or, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, that is so hard. Listen, if you're trying to do everything in your own strength, it's just not going to happen. You're right. It is impossible. It's not going to work out. It's check. Mm-hmm. But the truth is that if you lean on God, if you cry out to him, if you trust him, he will show up every time. God rewards faith. Mm-hmm. And so I want you to hear this testimony, because here this man who at one point of his life did not know Jesus, at one point of his life hated Christians and the Jews, but something happened in his life. He had an encounter that changed his life, and not only changed his life, you're going to hear more about what happened to him after he gave his life to the Lord, after he preached the Lord's good news, and he's still going strong in the Lord. Listen, once you encounter God, there is no turning back. Listen to this report from CBN.
Umar Mulindi was a Muslim who hated Israel until Jesus appeared to him in a dream. After that, he became a Christian and started a church in Uganda.
But his remarkable story doesn't end there. Scott Ross met Mulindi in Israel, where he was receiving treatment for severe burns after Muslim extremists threw acid on him.
On Christmas Eve 2011, Pastor Umar Mulindi was attacked by two Muslims with buckets of acid. The acid ate away his skin, his eye, and his ear. He now wears a special pressure mask to aid the healing process.
My conversion from Islam and my love and promotion of the love of Israel in my community touched the people on the other side to haunt me and to hunt me for a kill.
Mulindi was raised as a Muslim and hated Israel. He knew if he deserted Islam, he could be killed. But he had a dream that changed his life.
It was a vision you had or a dream?
It's a dream, sleeping. I was in the midst of fire crying, but I saw that many of the people who were with me in this fire were the fellow Muslims we go with in the mosque. But as I was crying at the climax of the scene, somebody shining stood on the right side and told me that Islam is leading you to this torture. Repent, be born again, you shall survive.
Instead of believing in Jesus, Mulindi prayed Muslim prayers against bad dreams, but it didn't work.
And after that, I went back to my place and the dream came again. The following day, I took myself to the church and I gave my life to Jesus.
Mulindi became a successful evangelist, winning other Muslims to the Lord. He later founded Gospel Life Church in Kampala, Uganda, where 30% of more than their 1,000 members are ex-Muslims. He also came to love Israel and brought others to visit the Holy Land.
Your former friends and your brothers in Islam must have hated you.
They hated me. That's the reason. So on the 24th of December, 2011, as I was coming out of my church, somebody pretended as a believer. He said, "Pastor, can you help me?" He wanted my attention, my full face, yet he had a bucket of acid in his right hand. As I was turning like this, the Spirit of God in me told me, he's a wrong person. So I turned my face to enter my car quickly to drive away. As I was going, approaching my car, he poured a bucket of acid on my head.
Oh.
So I felt like I'm being thrown into hell. I felt fire from up to down to my toes. And I was like, something is cooking me. And they shouted, "Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar." Three times I realized that I have fallen into the ambush of Muslim terrorists.
Melinda was rushed from one hospital to another, first in Uganda, then in India, and finally Israel.
It was a deep, very deep and very severe burn to the face, ear, and eye.
I spoke with Dr. Joseph Hike, head of the burn center at Sheba Medical Center, Tel HaShomer Hospital.
Because it was 2 weeks old, we had to wait and see that our cleansing was good enough or sufficient. And then in the second stage, we ordered skin substitutes. We reconstructed the face, obviously in association with his own skin grafts.
This is a man from Uganda,
mm-hmm.
and here we are in Israel. So why would you take him in here?
There's no difference, and we do not discriminate between age, race, origin, religion, or whatever. This hospital has a big tradition for many years now to help around the world.
What is the prognosis now from here on out?
Most of the grafting helped and succeeded in 100%, but unfortunately we'll need further surgeries.
Melindy told me that people need to understand that it takes the power of God to spread the gospel and comes with persecution.
So you're not angry with God?
I'm not angry with God. It has encouraged me to serve the Lord more, to expose the lies. You see, people say Islam is a peaceful religion. But if you say that Islam is peaceful, look at me.
Yes.
I am the true picture of what Islam is all about.
But they say there are radical elements and there are good elements, peaceful elements in Islam as well.
But that's not practical, because these radical people, they read what they read from the Quran. And whenever a Muslim does not like something, everywhere in the world people know, they will demonstrate on the street. If not killing ambassadors, they will burn the houses and everything.
Melinda says Islam wants to rule the world, and terrorists take their inspiration from verses in the Quran.
This verse says, "Fakatilhum hatta la takuna fitna wa yakuna din Allah,"
which means
kill, fight, and kill those non-Muslims until when there is no any other except the religion of Allah.
How do we, as Christians, in my case, an American Christian from Scotland, how do we fight that? How do we defend ourselves against that?
Islam is eating the West because the Western world has compromised and sweet-talking about what is happening and thinking that keeping quiet will save the situation. But you have to remember, hiding your head in the sand cannot chase your enemy who is chasing you to kill you.
How do I love my enemy? If in this case you said you love your enemy, they did this to you.
The best way to love your enemy, in this case, to love the Muslims, is to preach the gospel of Christ to them.
Mm.
If we take the gospel to them, at whatever cost, we are loving them.
Wow, that's so powerful. Here, Melindy, who was a Muslim, was absolutely converted to Christianity because Jesus Christ, I mean, he had a vision, he had a dream. God spoke to him in a dream. One dream changed his entire life, and he knew, like, there's some things that you just know. Listen, like, you know the sky is blue and the grass is green. You know when you know when you know. that God spoke to you, that you had an encounter with God, that God loves you. And that's what happened to Melindy.
Mm-hmm.
And so here he is preaching the gospel, you know, all over the place, converting large amounts of Muslims. And here somebody comes to attack him and throws acid. I mean, think about how horrific. We're going to make this available for you on the torch, but you could actually see that he's wearing some sort of like a ski mask on his face. It's not a ski mask, but it's like that. It's designed to, I guess, hold
like
his skin
together.
Like
a compression mask.
Yeah. And all you see here is his eyes really coming on out. And to see him talk, and I mean, they showed a picture of he lost his eye and everything, almost right side of his face.
Right.
And God spoke to him. He said, they're here to do you wrong. And as soon as he turned his face, they caught the side of his face. Had he not heard the voice of the Lord
and listened and obeyed,
exactly, his whole face could have lost both of his eyes.
Yeah.
And listen, let me tell you something. There is a radical Islam. I mean, he is telling you himself, this is a man who followed the Quran. It says to kill and fight non-Muslims. And he says anyone who would say that this is not radical, this is not, you know, bent on evil, look at me. Look what happened to my face. Look at me. He's a perfect example. And listen, if you haven't heard JJ yet, we strongly encourage you to listen to JJ, because it's going to give you a perspective on what's happening and what their agenda is towards the Jews and towards the Christians. And I love how, you know, he doesn't regret it. He says, listen, this is how you love Muslims, because God loves Muslims. You preach to them the good news. You preach to them the gospel of Jesus Christ that's going to open their eyes, just like Melindy's eyes were open. God wants to work with us to perform signs and wonders so that many can come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But somebody has to go. Somebody has to hear. Someone has to listen. Someone has to obey. Someone has to preach the good news to them so that they will know. Not all of them are going to be won because of a dream. Not all of them are going to be won because of an encounter. God can do whatever he wants to do, but he chooses to partner with you, to partner with me, as we together, one, are sharing the good news and the love of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. It's the only thing that's going to save the entire world. You know, people want to talk about all the different problems that we have. We have an economic problem. We have a gun problem. We have, you know, all these different situations that people are rallying these causes around, you know. But the only problem that we have is a sin problem, and that people are away from God. That's the problem of the hour right now. Because when it's all said and done and it's all over, the only thing that matters is, did you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And where are you going to spend eternity?
That's right.
We're just passing through here. Life is but a vapor. We're basically here today, gone tomorrow on this earth, but we will live in eternity. And the question is, where will the world spend eternity? The choice is really clear, heaven or hell. And hell has nothing that I want.
Nothing.
You know, and heaven has everything that I want. But the passage to heaven is not about getting a good luck charm or a get out of hell free card. Heaven's the bonus. I mean, we inherit Jesus. That's the great prize, is to be with the Lord, with him forever, and to be in his service. And so we want to encourage you today. Listen, maybe the Lord's calling you to reach Muslims. Maybe the Lord's calling you to reach others in your neighborhood, in your workplace, maybe amongst your own family. Maybe he's calling you to a different state in America or even out of the country. Listen, you only have one life to live, and the only thing that you can take with you is souls.
That's right.
It's the only thing. You don't see a U-Haul behind the Hertz. You know, you can't take this stuff and things. The only thing we can take are those that we have ministered to, laid our lives down, and share with them the good news of the kingdom. Because time is short. The Bible says the days are evil, and now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Listen, let's reach out to more Melindys that are willing to lay their life down for Jesus, who are willing to pay the price. This man had acid thrown on his face. His face is disfigured. totally disfigured. He lost an eye. And yet he will not shrink back. Mm-mm. But he's going to persevere and move forward and share the good news of Jesus Christ. Lord, may we all have that perseverance and utter devotion to you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.